following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, presents Guyology. Chapter 12, Kung Fu. All guys know Kung Fu, but don't try us. Every guy's just one
hi-ya
away from unleashing his leopard fists of fury. Guys live their lives a little differently, and we get it. We're Sport Clips, where guys get an awesome haircut while watching sports on TV. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Visit sportclips.com for the location nearest you and MVP it.
Don't miss the action on auctiontime.com, where every Wednesday is auction day. Auctiontime.com features farm and construction equipment, trucks, trailers, and parts auctions ending every Wednesday. To bid on a machine, register for free on the auctiontime.com website or from anywhere using an iPhone or an Android with the free auctiontime.com apps. Auctiontime charges no buyer's fees and has no hidden reserves. Save time and money for your operation and visit auctiontime.com.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, the first Friday of 2013. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on today's Doug and Daddy Show for the next hour, and we are glad to have you along with us. Coming up on the program today, we're going to chat to a couple of high school coaches. The Amherst Wrestling Invitational is tomorrow. We'll talk with Tyler Herman. They're 1-2 in the state, depending on which poll you look at in Class D. And we'll also talk with Mike Herzberg, the girls' basketball coach at Grand Island Northwest, as they are off to an outstanding start, winning their own holiday tournament that was just slammed with top 10 talent. And we will be talking with the coach coming up in our next segment. But first, it's time for Jim Langan to gloat about how great he is at selecting college football winners.
Hey, maybe in this year. There's been plenty of years I've been on the other side of that. And you know that. We've been picking them all year, and you've been saving me a lot of time. So, yeah.
Well, last night in the bowl bonanza, Oregon comes away as the winner, and so everybody picks up another victory, but you are smoking the field with 15 wins. Next closest in our local one here is 12. But now, in the overall big picture bowl bonanza, we have got a five-way tie for first place because our two leaders both had Kansas State last night. So Brent and Eldon have been caught by Joe, Mark, and Tim. So they are at 15-6. There is a host of folks at 14-7. But it looks like, producer Jeff, you have used your mathematical skills learned in O'Neill, yeah, Nebraska, to say that there are only eight possible people that can win now the television from Russell's Appliance, and many more that are still eligible for our combo meals from Big Daly's Deli. But the Toshiba LED TV, we're down to eight people.
Yep, because those four that are 14-7 have been eliminated because somebody with a better record has the same pick. So OU, Ole Miss, Kent State, and Bama for, let's say, Josh there is the same as Tim S. So if Josh wins out,
no, don't explain it.
Tim S. will win. That's what I'm saying. So
I get it.
So I got the math, crunched the numbers. We've got eight people.
But the big story.
Come back into the national title game.
The big story is that everybody that's 15-6 has Alabama. But the three guys that are still eligible at 14-7, and the reason they're eligible is because they have Notre Dame. There are four other 14-7s that have Bama. But It could come down to the national championship game on Monday to see who our grand prize winner is of the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza.
And what do they win now? They get a TV?
Yeah,
they right?
get the Toshiba LED TV from Russell's Appliance and Electronics.
Well, that's a great thing. Those have got 15 wins, is that right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I've really
you have 15 wins.
Oh, I didn't
you
realize
have 15
that.
15 wins? Come on. You're not only beating our brains in here locally, here on the show, here in the studio, but you've thumped the 50-plus other people that are I'm amazed. Let's see. Who do you have left? You are rolling the dice tonight with Texas A&M, and you are in the minority here in our little contest, but overall, you got Oklahoma. Okay, yeah, I was looking at the wrong column. You have Oklahoma. You have Mississippi tomorrow. You have Kent State on Sunday, and you have Alabama in the national championship game. So there you have it. All right, so that's what you got left, trying to get to 19.
Yeah, you know, if I had Alabama in that championship game, had a TV on it, you know what I mean, and I was going to win the TV, I'd be betting Notre Dame at plus 10.5.
Just in case.
Get a half a TV on that.
Well, again, best of luck. You've got Brent, Eldon, Joe, Mark, and Tim that have 15 wins. Nolan, Kevin, and Todd have 14 wins, and Notre Dame in the national championship game. So, Nolan, let's see. Brent and Eldon have Texas A&M tonight. Joe, Mark, and Tim have Oklahoma. So, once again, we're going to be down to either a two- or a three-horse race after today's ball games. The Pitt-Ole Miss game, if Pitt wins, that really could shake some things up here. Eldon, who's 15-6, he's different than – he's got Pitt and Arkansas State, and that's going to determine – those two games will determine he could win it outright and have that baby wrapped up by Monday. But we thank all that have participated, and congratulations to those that are still in the running. What did you think of the game last night?
You know, I was refereeing, but I got to see most of it, you know, in the second half. But, you know, Oregon, it looked clearly had the best team. You know, when you look at the bowl games, I thought was kind of amazing this year. It really did amaze me was how many teams scored in, like, the first 30 seconds to get things rolling their way. I mean, there was a couple – Clemson, a team I had, gave the ball to LSU right away and got behind 7-0. They were the only team that really came out of it. Everybody else that had that happen to them never did come out of it. And, you know, I guess when I watched the Florida team play, you know, and that turnover there, that momentum just woo. And Louisville actually dominated the game. What did you think? Did you watch the Louisville?
Yeah, most of that, yeah.
Didn't you think Louisville deserved to win and clearly outplayed them?
Yeah, they did. Florida, by the time they realized what was happening, was too far behind. I thought Florida dominated the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But they were too far behind and too many points to catch up. And then when they didn't get the two-point conversion on their last touchdown, they're still down 10 with – what, 2-3 minutes left in the football game. There wasn't enough time to score twice. But Louisville came out, and I just – there's some of those that, you know, heck, Northern Illinois came out. They just didn't have enough firepower to beat a Florida State team. Louisville had more firepower, and they beat a Florida team.
You know what's kind of interesting about that Northern Illinois? And I mean, my hat's off to the coach there, too, because as you saw that game, Northern Illinois could not move the ball. So what do they need to do? And we talked about this. You know, they had a fake punt. They did an onside kick. Kind of the exact opposite. Florida is supposed to be the dominating team, and they're onside kicking. You know, and I think when you're the team that needs to get some momentum, that's a good move. But not when you're supposed to win. You know, you want to roll the dice that early. That onside kick. You know, I've never seen a play where an onside kick turned out so bad. They tried the onside kick. The other team recovered it. You got two personal fouls, and you get a player ejected. You know, if you had to do that over again, I think you'd run a different play.
And then in one play, they scored.
Yeah, exactly.
So not only did you not get the ball to recover that onside kick, but you gave up 7 points in the first 10 seconds of the second half. Tonight, Oklahoma, Texas A&M. I have kind of liked Oklahoma in this game all season long. I haven't really been on an Oklahoma bandwagon, but since the bowl projections came out, I've liked Oklahoma. And I think a lot of that still has to go with the tradition of the Heisman Trophy winner not necessarily having a great bowl game, and Johnny Manziel is there for Texas A&M.
Yeah, this will be a very interesting game. I mean, they're all interesting. In any game, the momentum and how they swing early, it's very critical, I mean, I think. But, you know, when you talk about a freshman quarterback, I mean, won the Heisman, is there going to be some pressure on him? Yeah, probably so. There's going to be, everybody's going to be looking at him now where, you know, week three, week four, maybe that pressure wasn't there. So
I think, yeah, and I think his teammates will have his back maybe a little bit more too, because I can see a big senior Oklahoman just saying, listen, you little freshman, I'm going to, and then say some things that you can't say on the air, and you're not even going to make it out of this first series. But now that he's proven himself, I think his A&M teammates will have his back.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting game. I know both teams will come to play. That'll be a very competitive game. You know that, let's go back to Florida a little bit when you were talking about talking smack. Florida talked a lot of smack. They didn't really back it up with anything, but they sure talked a lot.
They always did. Still do. Some teams that are out there that are just like that. Then tomorrow, there's still a couple of bowl games because you got to fill some space, I guess. And I don't think there's any problem with, like, the Compass Bowl and the GoDaddy.com Bowl taking these late games. But couldn't we have some better matchups? I mean, I don't like where we get all the BCS games, and then just because we play this national championship game so late, and this year actually on the 7th is early comparatively from the last few years, but then they find a way to find a couple more teams. Who really cares about Pittsburgh Ole Miss? I'm going to tell you what, we had a chance to air Pittsburgh Ole Miss tomorrow. I didn't want to miss the pregame of the first NFL game.
Sure.
If that game goes over, then we miss the start of the NFL game. We're not going to do that. We're going to dedicate tomorrow to the NFL playoffs and Sunday here on ESPN Radio, because really, do you care? Well, I mean, the only reason you'd care is if, well, you got a chance to win your pool.
Yeah. That could be very critical. It's kind of like hitting the pick six at the racetrack, and it's 5,000 claimers. You care a lot at that time.
And then on Sunday, after the NFL, you got Kent State and Arkansas State, which would have been cool, except I don't think either school has their coach anymore.
Is that right? Yeah. I didn't even
Miles
know.
On left to go to Auburn, and the Kent State coach took over at Purdue.
Interesting, isn't it? Why is that? Explain that rule to me. Why, if you take another job, you can't coach? I mean,
you can, but why would you want? Why as the school would you want your coach to hang around? I mean, you're going in a different direction. You've got to be talking to recruits. You're going to be, especially in a case like this. That's one thing. These schools should have been playing before Christmas. They're getting two more weeks of practice. Your coach needs to move on to his next job because he's got to start making contacts and doing his job. That's the way I feel.
All right, I guess. I mean, I guess I'm interested that has been the philosophy. I've been interested that is what we do. Because it seems to me that if I'm coaching a team, and I've coached, and we're going to play for the national championship, but I decided to take a better job, I want to be loyal to these players that I've been playing, you know, and coaching. And I mean, I still have some business here, but this is the only job I can think of that we do it this way. In other jobs, when you have a job and you're going to retire at the end of the year, you're going to move on, you still finish out that year. I mean, you know, when I was at SEM, I got to go, we had graduation, I got to hand out some diplomas. And I'm like, no, you're gone, out of here, man. We can get the new guys coming in, you know. So, I mean, it's the only job that we do this. And I can understand sometimes where if you're upset with somebody because they took a job. But if they just moved on, and you know, that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, I've had a lot of teachers that moved on to be principal. I'm glad we didn't want to hold them back. We wanted them to move on, and that's good. But why not let them coach the bowl game?
It's such a severe catch-22. I mean, you have to look out for the best interests of your program, and you'd like to have these young men be more mature. But, I mean, are they going to play for a coach that everybody uses that word, abandoning them? You know what? You got to buck up and say, you know what, this coach got us to where we are. We're going to play hard for him in his last game, and then best of luck as he moves on. A lot of these kids are hoping to move it on to the pros. They're not going to hang around at their college and be administrators in the future. They're going to be moving on as well. It's just, it hurts when, the coach comes in and he's only there 2 years, and then he bolts him in his miles on. He goes to Arkansas State. He's the coach 1 year. 1 year. That's not even long enough to convince anybody that they should come to Arkansas State, and then he leaves. That would be hard to play for a guy like that. He just came in and left. You don't really have that much attachment to him. But if you get a coach that's been there, I mean, Chip Kelly at Oregon, he's been there for quite a while now, and he's done some really good things. Have some loyalty to him. And yeah, it's...
Well, Bo Pelini, when he was hired as the Nebraska head coach, he was the defensive coordinator at LSU. They let him go back and coach LSU in the bowl game. Is that correct?
Yeah, he was the defensive. Yeah, he coached in the championship game. That would be one of the few cases where I could see it being a little different.
Okay.
And this is somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but, I mean, really, what ground was he going to lose by not getting up to Lincoln right away? You were looking at the recruiting classes then, you know, it was a little bare. And you're playing for the national championship. That's different, too. You're playing for the national championship. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Now, coming up on Monday's show, co-hosting will be one of the biggest Notre Dame fans I know, and it's not even Irish Ken, but Damon Day is going to come in on Monday, because on Tuesday we will have our year-end Husker Roundtable. Mike Babcock from Hale Varsity, Steve Sippel from the Lincoln Journal-Star, Sean Callahan from Husker Online will join us, as they've done for a variety of years now. We always have one at the beginning of the season. We do our 12 teams in 12 days, and then we wrap that up with our Nebraska Roundtable to preview Nebraska. And it's been these three gentlemen for quite a while. And I know Mitch Sherman was with us for a while before he took his job at ESPN.com. So we always do that at the beginning of the year and then at the end of the year. So we've got some time between now and Tuesday. If there's a question that you'd like to pose to our panel on Tuesday, we'd love to have you Facebook or email the program. Facebook is Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. And, of course, you know the Dent Popper inbox is Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. When we come back here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we'll talk with Northwest girls basketball coach Mike Herzberg after this.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
The Start Fresh and Save event is going on now at the Home Depot. Take whatever 2012 left lying around and stack it out of the way with an HDX four-tier storage shelf, a special buy at just $19.88. With less clutter underfoot and more order against the wall, you can organize more for less. When you come in, start fresh and save. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Wendy's presents The Copycat.
Hey there.
Hey there.
So glad it's lunchtime.
So glad it's lunchtime.
Yeah, trying to save a few bucks.
Yeah, trying to save a few bucks.
So I went to Wendy's for their right price, right size menu.
So I went to, well, somewhere else.
Got a junior bacon cheeseburger, a side of chili, and a Frosty.
Got a, well, cheeseburger.
Value menus are not the same. Wendy's new right price, right size lineup has big tastes, starting at just 99 cents.
Now that's better.
Prices and...
Saturday, it's the wild card round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Dial Global Sports crew from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the action. First, it's a rematch of last year's AFC wildcard game when the Houston Texans host Andy Dalton and the Cincinnati Bengals. Then, Adrian Peterson's Vikings head to Lambeau Field for a rubber match against the Green Bay Packers. The NFL playoffs are right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Lots of sunshine develops as we head through the day today with a high around 36 as winds will stay to the southwest from 5 to 10. Then we'll stay with a clear sky tonight, a low of 6 above with a light southwest wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 18.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It is Doug Duda along with Jim Langan. And, of course, every weekend you get to think about all the fun times you get to have with your family and friends and all the great meals you get to have while you're at home watching the NFL playoffs or college or just getting ready to go to a ball game. And Troutman's should be on your grill or in your kitchen. All beef at Troutman's is USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef. Quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness, so that way you know when you sit down to have your meal, it's nothing but the best. And right now, fresh Polish sausage coming out of the smokehouse, summer sausage, snack sticks, right off of the smoker with that fresh Polish sausage. Don't forget to try the green bell and red onion sausages. Something different all the time with Carrie and the gang at Troutman's. They've got the beers and the wines to wash it down and bring in the 2013 new year. 80% lean ground beef right now is $3.89 a pound, and you can get a whole smoked turkey for just $2.89 a pound. A steal, folks. They're almost giving away these smoked turkeys, and that is a good one and a great deal for you. Plus, you're getting together maybe for the national championship game on Monday or any event with family and friends or just getting together with the guys in the neighborhood. Try a great meat and cheese tray from the folks at Troutman's Quality Meats. They've also got a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. Fresh frozen seafood is available as well. On Highway 30 right here in Kearney, Troutman's Quality Meats, it is a grill's best friend. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on this Friday. Stay with us as we take you up until the noon hour, and it's time now here to chat with the head girls basketball coach at Grand Island Northwest, Mike Herzberg. A lot of people know him from his time over at Aurora. But, Mike, I see you're getting all kinds of pub this week. Team of the Week, Bob Jensen's got an article. I hope we were the first ones to contact you. But nonetheless, congratulations on the great start.
Well, thank you very much. It's been an awesome experience. And I'm blessed to have a great group of young ladies to work with. Got great assistant coaches. And so far, all the pieces have fallen into place.
Could you expect the kind of performance that these girls put out? I mean, everybody's looking at that holiday tournament, and whoever won it was going to get a lot of accolades, but it wasn't Seward, it wasn't Beatrice, it was Northwest.
Well, we feel very confident in our group of gals, and they've worked extremely hard. We have great respect for both Seward and Beatrice, and there's a lot of really good girls' teams this year in Class B basketball. We're just trying to take it one day at a time and become the best we can be. We are who we are, and so far we've really maxed out in all those areas.
Yeah, I noticed you also beat a good Minden team, too. You know, you're talking about that holiday tournament. This is Jim Langan, by the way.
Hi, Coach.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great. Yeah, that was, like I said, there was a good Minden team you beat in that holiday tournament, too. So.
Yeah, you know, coming in, to be honest, as I said, when I accepted the job last spring, I had no idea we were going to be in this holiday tournament. And had I known that, I might have thought elsewhere. But no, it was a great challenge. Minden has an awesome program, and their coach does a great job, and they play hard. So we truly were taking it one day at a time. And so I felt just thrilled to get past Minden. We played extremely well. We were really good defensively in the second half and forced their shooters to do some things maybe they weren't as comfortable doing. And so just to get by the first day, I was happy. That made a good Christmas. And then didn't know much about Bennington, but I knew they were big and watched them on film. And they're not a bad basketball club. They caused a few problems. And obviously after our first win, it's kind of a high emotion, and we played hard. And the girls had sat around for 5 days. So to get by Bennington and just to be in the championship game was really a plus for us. And then our girls just played extremely well, and we hung in there tough. And so it was a great 3 days for Northwest basketball.
We're talking with Mike Herzberg, whose team made it to the state to, well, the program, as is Mike's first year taking over the program, got back to state last year. They're looking for more this year. And what's different about the team, even at this point? It's only been a couple of weeks, but your loss did come to Seward. You caught Seward early in the season. What's different about your team between that game and where you're at right now?
Well, I think just, you know, the experience that all the girls gained last year, you know, they had a great season. I was able to come over and volunteer and spent some time a couple weeks, a couple days a week at practice and made it to about 65% of the games. So they had we had a lot of nucleus back, but we were young last year. And I just think the growth, you know, physically, a year of growth, and then just the way these gals compete. So our maturity has really helped us. And even, you know, we do have four juniors at start, so we're somewhat young this year. But they played a lot of big time games. They're great competitors. They love to compete. They get along really well with each other, and so we're just trying to truly focus on us and our strengths and our weaknesses, and we're trying to improve our weaknesses. We can't control Seward and Beatrice and Holdridge and Gretna and all those other really good teams. So we're going to do the best we can with the girls we have, and then when we play each other, I know that our girls will give it everything they have because they truly love to compete. But we're really, really proud of the month of December that we had, that's for sure.
And I guess one more question on Seward, because it is such a story around the state. You guys kind of caught them at the wrong time. They had just had their winning streak snapped the night before, and I'm sure the feeling maybe in the building there was a little bit different than had they come in with that winning streak still going.
Well, obviously, we were very confident in who we are. So to be honest, when you know the streak ended the night before, I think we were all a little bit disappointed because we were hoping to be that team that possibly ended that streak. But Seward is a great team, and they're very well coached, and obviously they've had tremendous success. And we went in the next night, and we didn't play great, but we didn't play bad. I know it was a 15-point loss, but they also went 13 for 17 from the three-point line that night. So anytime they shoot that percentage or make 13 threes, they're going to beat no matter who they're playing. So I liked what we did defensively that night. We struggled a little bit early in the first quarter. I think both teams were a little bit nervous. I think they have great respect for us as well. And so it was a good contest. I think it didn't hurt our cause. But obviously, we'll probably run into them at some point again, maybe this season. And I think, the holiday tournament, our girls watched Beatrice beat Seward. And then when you turn around and beat Beatrice, that should give our girls confidence. So really, we're not afraid to play anybody this year on the schedule, but we also have great respect for all those good teams. But Seward is a great team, and they should be proud of what they've accomplished, because it truly is amazing.
Hey, Coach, I noticed that your scores, it seemed like the first four or five games you played, you're averaging about 45, 48 points a game, and now you've been scoring about 60-some. You're giving up, your margin's about the same, but are you playing a little bit more up-tempo?
Well, we really like, I like offensively, what we're doing. I think we can score a lot of points, to be honest, because we have five gals on the floor at all time, even when we sub, that can shoot it from the perimeter or score from the inside. So those first couple games, I know we were in that, low 50s area, but, if we hit two or three more threes, we could easily had 60 in those games. So I think we're real explosive. I thought Beatrice was tremendously good on defense against Seward. So for us to turn around and score the number of points we did against Beatrice, I think truly shows you how good we can be offensively. In a couple of those other games, where we happened to be ahead, down the stretch, we were able to get all 14 gals in the game. So, that plays into your point average, too, at some point a little bit. But I like what we can do offensively. I think we can be tremendously explosive.
We're talking with Mike Herzberg. He is the head girls basketball coach at Granada Northwest. They are back on the court at home this weekend, tonight with Columbus Lakeview, tomorrow with York. They're off to an 8-1 start. Mike, just a couple of comments on a couple of your gals. Let's start with Mackenzie Brown, who has put up a couple of really big numbers. She's averaging about 17 a game for you. Plus, all these girls are coming off, finally shaking the monkey off their back, winning that state volleyball title, so they know about winning. But talk about Mackenzie and her game.
Yeah, first of all, she's a great kid, just like every one of them are. But they are. They're truly tremendous competitors. And this is obviously my first time working with gals, but they're great to be around. Mackenzie, she wants to be good, and that's obvious. And it doesn't matter what sport she's doing. She wants to be good. She's the type of gal that has spent tremendous amount of time, not just during the practices that the schedules have planned, but on her own. And, that's what separates the good from the great, is just those extra hours, and she's done that. And so she deserves all the success that she's had, because she's paid a tremendous price to be as good as she is. But the great thing about her is she makes everybody else better, and that's what the really good players do. But she's off to a good start, and it was frustrating early. Obviously, she had a great year last year. I think she averaged 17 points a game. So, I'm sure individually she's probably thinking, well, I'm a year older and I can get 22, 23. And we came out, and obviously she gets lots of attention. So, I mean, people have just hounded her. They've run everywhere she goes, and we go to Kearney and they play a box in one or a diamond in one on her. And so she's going to have those nights, but that's why we're 8-1, is because we have other players that can score. And she's handled that very, very well, because that can be very frustrating when you're running around for 32 minutes and somebody's holding you or grabbing you or touching you or, within an arm's length away. But as we found out, she has 30, which was a school record, and that's a tribute to all her time and effort. And so she's going to score for us. She might have a night where she gets 12 or 14, but we like, hopefully the outcome of that game, because we have other girls that can be successful. But she deserves everything she gets in all sports, because she's a tremendous hard worker.
Yeah, your schedule's not kind to you either. I looked at it again, and you've got some more games. I mean, I looked at the wild card points, the top 12. McCook is 12th. You play them. York is 11th. You got them on the schedule. You've got your Central 10 tournament where you've got, you know, Seward, you know, possibly again York, Northwest. And then you've got St. Cecilia. I know they're a lower-class school, but they can play. I've refereed them this year, and they've got a nice team.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Jim. I mean, the only time we're going to be able to rest is when it's all over, because there truly is not. I mean, there is not a break. I mean, which is fine, and I hope that our schedule and our competition will make us truly as good as we can be when it comes crunch time. But I mean, you do. I looked at December and I was scared to death, thinking, oh my, you know, we got this team, and they're all good, and now we turn around and York is improving, and they're successful, and they're having a good year. So we have to perform every night out, and I think that's tried to be our focus. Is it's about today. It's not about tomorrow. It's not about the next opponent. It's about today. And then when it's all over, hopefully in March, then we'll turn around and say, wow, you know, we really did have a great season. We're proud of our effort. But there's lots of good teams, and, you know, they're all on our schedule. And so we have to show up with our A game every time out. And I hope we can do that the rest of the year. But it won't be an easy task. But our girls are up to that challenge, I think. So,
well, Mike, you're off to a great start. We appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck this weekend and the rest of the way, and hopefully we can chat again.
Hey, you bet. We appreciate you calling us, and it's been a privilege to be a part of the Northwest team and this group of girls, because they're a fun bunch to be around.
Sounds good, Mike. Thanks for the time. Take care.
You bet. Have a great day.
Mike Herzberg as they host Lakeview tonight, York tomorrow, trying to get to 10-1, York 6-2. Then they play the Hastings schools 3 in a row at St. Cecilia, at Adams Central, and then they host Hastings. But as you said, that conference tournament where they could see Beatrice, Seward, that'd be interesting. Seward, not one of the top two seeds, possibly, if Beatrice and Northwest continue to do what they're doing. That, yeah. Seward wouldn't even be one of the top two seeds in the conference tournament.
Yeah, how would you like to be the sixth seed, and that's who you draw?
The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We'll take a break. Andy Reid has reportedly officially been hired as the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, so that story breaking here this morning. We'll talk with Tyler Herman, wrestling coach at Amherst, as the Bronco invite is tomorrow, and plenty more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And we mean fast. If strapping on an experimental jetpack would help us install your battery any faster, we'd do it. Unfortunately, jetpacks can be squirrely. Too bad, because we really wanted those things. Fast, free battery installation at Advance. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. and we'll tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Lots of sunshine develops as we head through the day today with a high around 36 as winds will stay to the southwest from 5 to 10. Then we'll stay with a clear sky tonight, a low of 6 above with a light southwest wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 18.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan, Tad Boyle not happy, the head men's basketball coach at Colorado. They had a chance to vault up the national rankings at Arizona, the third-ranked team in the country. And a lot of people saying they got hosed, hit a three at the end of regulation that would have won the ball game. They counted it, and then the officials took a long time, looked at the monitor, waved it off, and Colorado lost in overtime. Colorado had, that was their first loss, I believe. They had still been undefeated going into that contest. And Arizona, obviously, as well, ranked third in the country. So he says, get rid of replay.
Is that what he said?
Just get rid of it. They can't get it right. Why have it? We're spending all this money, and you still can't get it right. Our poll question today, if Alabama wins its third national title in 4 years, would you consider the Crimson Tide a dynasty? Struggling for a poll question, weren't you?
Not really. It's kind of a question that's been asked around, you know, the ESPN Nationals quite a bit, and you'll get some differing opinions on it.
I think Alabama's always been a dynasty, even when they're down. Who wanted to play Alabama?
Yeah, Alabama and Notre Dame.
Anybody ever want to come to Lincoln, no, even when we were 6-6?
Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah, both these programs are dynasties, if you're honest about it.
Yeah, Alabama. Yeah. Which of these teams' loss was more surprising? That was our poll question yesterday. 75% said K-State losing to Baylor. Of course, after last night, maybe not so much. You can vote on the poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Where it's time now for Tyler Herman to join us, the head coach of the three-time defending champion Amherst Bronco Wrestling Program. And tomorrow, we will once again have the finals of their Amherst Invitational, which has a ton of Class D schools. Shelton Kennesaw is there. Plainview comes in as a top-five school as well. And this always had been a little precursor of districts. I'm not sure it will be so much this year, but you can hear it on Classic Hits 98.9 tomorrow, scheduled to start around 4:30, and Tyler Herman joins us here. Coach, good morning. Happy New Year. How's it going?
Hey, good, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I brought in a wrestling expert today again as our Friday co-host in Jimmy Langan. He wants to know if he can help officiate tomorrow.
Hey, no problem. He does football, baseball, basketball, everything else. He may as well try wrestling.
Hey, you know, I think I'm going to take you up on that. What time do you want me to start?
Well, 10 a.m. sharp.
All right, I'm going to get one of those green and red coins, and then I got to get a green and a red, and then I'm going to have to get on the floor a lot. I know that. It's going to be a lot different. But
it's a lot of moving around. That's
right.
Sure.
You could go classy tomorrow because green and crimson, you could have an Alabama wristband and a Notre Dame wristband and show up tomorrow, and it'd be the same thing. Now, that'd be cocky.
Yeah.
Plus, I know you've seen the spread they have over there for the helpers that eat lunch and breakfast and everything that's over there. I know that's why you want to be there.
You know, believe it or not, I think I've been to the last 17 years of that thing. But, I've always enjoyed it. That's a good tournament. It really is. And you do a nice job of getting some other people around the area to that tournament. Amherst has always had a good program, and they've never been afraid to travel to get someplace to meet new people. So go ahead and comment a little bit on your tournament, would you?
It looks like it's going to be another good one this year. We have 16 schools coming in, 15 Class D schools, and then Shelton Kennesaw is Class C. We have 26 rated kids coming in, two number ones and then six number twos. It looks like in 11 of the 14 weights, you're going to have two or more rated individuals. 106 and 126, you have three ranked kids, and those look like so far the deepest weights. Tomorrow is the first time ever that we're going to give an outstanding wrestler award at the end of the tournament, and if I had to put money on it, I would say 106 or 126 is going to be the OW. Like I said, a ton of good schools, a ton of good individuals, and it's a tournament that's going to let us know where we're sitting.
A lot of people that I've talked to may think that the best wrestler tomorrow, and I'll let you give your thoughts on this, could be Stuart Hurcock, who already beat Thomas Conley, who was number one in Class C at 170 pounds. Tell me about him and if that might be a true assessment.
Yeah, I think that very well could be true. Stuart's off to a 15-0 start this year. He's wrestled some tough kids. He's not going to see any rated individuals tomorrow. But that doesn't mean there's not going to be some tough kids for him to compete against. You know, he's one of those kids that he's a grinder. He's a hard-nosed wrestler. I know I'm going to get 100% out of Stuart for six straight minutes. And that's one thing that I think that's made him real successful. You know, he's just one of those kids that the tougher the match is, the bigger the match, the better he is. Of course, he's a Shattern State recruit. He signed with Shattern a couple months ago. Mostly, I mean, his goal right now is to cap his career off with the individual state title. Last year, he was runner-up, lost a big heartbreaker in the last second of the state finals to Brett Ryan from Cedar Valley. So the only thing on his mind right now is improving each and every day and every week and being on top of that podium in Omaha.
We're talking with Tyler Herman, head wrestling coach at Amherst. Their invitational is tomorrow. You've already had four events under your belt, including wrestling already during the holidays. How do you like the way the season has went so far for your crew?
You know, I think we wrestled really well in December. The Rena invite, the Wood River invite, and the Sutherland invite, we won team titles at those tournaments, anywhere from 10 to 11 medalists at each one. Looked really sharp. And then we come back after the holiday break, and I thought we looked a little flat. We didn't wrestle as well as we could have at the Wood River duels this past Saturday. We got beat 40-27 by the Syracuse, who's ranked second as a team in Class B. So a darn good team. But I don't think we wrestled as well as we could have. So we're looking to kind of get back on track. We did a lot of fixing things this week technically. So hopefully we're ready to go because it doesn't get any easier this weekend.
Yeah, and let's face it, everybody else is already looking ahead to next weekend. Even though Plainview's coming in next week, you go to Stromsburg for the Cross County Invitational, and that's where Pender's going to be. And I've already kidded you about the rankings. Amherst is number one by the coaches or by the by Husker Matt and Ross Halford. You do the rankings for Class D. You put yourself second because Pender has more points coming back from last year. But it's you and Pender, and then there's probably more of a drop-off than there has been, but everybody's looking forward to that next week. How do you keep the focus this week, and what about that next week?
We haven't even talked one bit about next week at all. Obviously, the only thing on our mind is tomorrow. We'll worry about next week on Monday. You know, obviously, Pender's a great team, a lot of studs on their team, a lot of horses, but we're going to that tournament to see some other schools that we normally don't see as well. I mean, you got York High there, you got David City Public, both got great teams, High Plains. So there's going to be a ton of good individuals there, and it's a pool tournament. It's not an individually bracketed tournament. It's a pool tournament, so every kid's going to get five matches guaranteed. And I tell you what, it's going to be a dogfight. And with those good individuals and those good teams there, it's going to kind of let us know where we stand. Like you said, you know, in the NSWC ratings that I do, I got Pender number one based off the fact that they have 131 returning state tournament points. We have 108. So early in the year, that's kind of what I base my ratings off of. And we'll go from there. Well, I guess we'll find out next week kind of where both teams sit and how good we are at this point in the season.
Tyler Herman with us here is the wrestling coach at Amherst. Let's get back to tomorrow's meet. Everybody's going to say you and Plainview. Who else is headed in the right direction early on in the season as far as the team race goes?
I'd say that as far as the team race goes, it'd probably be us and Plainview. These other schools have some great individuals, maybe not going to score as many team points as us in Plainview, but they got a lot of individuals that are gonna do well and make some of these weight classes tough. Kennesaw Shelton's got a full lineup. They got some tough kids. Fullerton's got a couple tough individuals. SEM, Eustis Farnham. I mean, I'm looking at the ratings here right now in front of me, and I see so many different schools that have rated kids. So everybody's going to contribute with some studs here and there, which makes it all around a good, solid tournament.
Well, you touched on a couple of the weight classes at 106 and 126. It's going to have some good matchups there. I have to smile when I see that Overton's heavyweight and Zach Zaleski is just glad that Shaw finally graduated from Cambridge so he doesn't have to wrestle him five times a year. But should be a good overall meet. I'll ask you this here in January, because the thing about wrestling is it just flies right by, because, ladies and gentlemen, we're 1 month away from district tournament action already for the wrestlers. The dual tournament comes into play this year as well. Tyler, are you guys more set up to win a title in Omaha or a title in Kearney?
Well, to be honest with you, Doug, I'd like to win them both. But, you know, I don't know. It's hard to tell right now. We've had one dual tournament, and that was last weekend at the Wood River Duels. And we'll have one more duel up at Ainsworth on January 25th. So we only have six actual duels. Right now, it's hard to tell what type of dual team we have. We fill every weight class except 220. And when you have, anytime you have an open weight for a dual tournament, that's not good. You're giving up 6 points if the other team is full. But I think we have both a good tournament team and a good dual team. Honestly, it's going to come down to who's wrestling best at that time of the year. You know how it is. You know, who's wrestling well now doesn't mean a whole lot. It's more importantly, you know, who's wrestling well that third and fourth weekend in February, and who's hot, and who's got things going in the right direction then. But, you know, I think we got great chances to win both, and I'll guarantee you Pender's thinking the same thing. So it's going to be a dogfight, I can tell you that.
Coach, are you full strength right now, or do you have any injuries at all?
Right now we got a couple of our JV kids banged up, but as far as our varsity lineup goes, everybody's going to be competing tomorrow. That's another thing with this time of the year. It's such a grind this month of January, so you try and do your best as you can to keep everybody healthy and everybody feeling well and getting ready to go for that month of February. But as of tomorrow, we're good to go.
10 a.m. go time, finals right around 4:30, and the way they run things at Amherst, that's usually pretty ballpark right on to get things going tomorrow. So we'll have all the finals on Classic Hits 98.9. Larry Baker will join me for that. And Tyler, we'll see you and all the coaches and kids tomorrow afternoon. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care. Tyler Herman joining Doug Duda, Jim Langan here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A little wrestling. As you said, you've been there. That's crazy. I mean, there are certain places that are crazy wrestling. Kearney High is one of them. Grand Island is getting that way. Amherst has definitely had that. And there's a few others that we can throw in there. But those are right off the top that you always know the place is going to be packed.
You know, Amherst is really organized. With basketball also, they had a holiday tournament. It's very organized over there. When you go there, there's good help. And that's the same thing with the wrestling. You know, wrestling and track meets takes a lot of help to run these things. But Amherst always runs a good meet. You know, I was really surprised they didn't get the district again. They run it so well, I don't know why they don't give it to Amherst. You know, I mean, if they want it and they can run it correctly, they should be getting it. And it was disappointing that Amherst did not get the district.
Well, there you go. It's going to be down at Cambridge this year. So they're moving that, kind of splitting it up a little bit, too. Not all necessarily the same teams will be in the same district. Last night, the Kearney Bearcats, 3-4, got together in a duel, and Kearney High beat Omaha North 60-17. So a very good quality win for Coach and his crew in the new regime at Kearney High there at the Ogallala Duels. Plus, the High Plains is going on. I know Kearney Catholic's there. That High Plains invite is today and tomorrow. Has always been one of the biggest tournaments of the year, and that's going on this weekend. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got more to wrap up your first week in January after this.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
The Start Fresh and Save event is going on now at the Home Depot. Take whatever 2012 left lying around and stack it out of the way with an HDX 4-tier storage shelf. A special buy at just $19.88. With less clutter underfoot and more order against the wall, you can organize more for less. When you come in, start fresh and save. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way tonight on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here on ESPN Radio, the Kearney Bearcats host Lincoln Northeast. On 1230 AM KHAS, Adams Central will host Loup City. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic will host Grand Island Central Catholic. The doubleheaders begin at 6. Then on Saturday, it's live coverage of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational Finals on Classic Hits beginning at approximately 4:30. Catch it all right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Lots of sunshine develops as we head through the day today with a high around 36 as winds will stay to the southwest from 5 to 10. Then we'll stay with a clear sky tonight, a low of 6 above with a light southwest wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now it's 18.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Stopped out there yesterday and chatted with the gang at the Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram locations. I said, is it slow this time of year? No. No. He goes, that car you met driving in, they just bought a new car and drove out of here yesterday. I thought, you know what, being me, not being the car salesman that I am not, I thought, you know what, everybody's rushing in to kind of finish out business at the end of the year. Nope, not the case. They're taking care of you 365 days a year, and if it's a leap year, 366, at the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can check them out online at thinkmidway.com. Whether you want a Chevy Traverse or a Cadillac SRX, maybe you want a Dodge Journey or a Chrysler 200, they've got tons of those in stock, plus over 200 pre-owned vehicles, and you can look at them all at thinkmidway.com, as I do almost on a weekly, if not more often than that, basis to see all the cool stuff that they have at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Maybe you just need to get your car aligned, tuned up after banging around on this ice and the storm that we had here, and it's just the way it is, and maybe you need to take it in. They'll take care of that for you as well. Special deals on thinkmidway.com, and they also have giveaways on their Facebook page. So go to thinkmidway.com and get yourself set up. They'll get you in and out in less than 30 minutes. You don't even need an appointment when you want to take it in for a quick lube and oil change at the Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. All right, time now to take a look at our NFL playoffs for the weekend. Jimmy's scouring those. I'm going to have his predictions here in just a moment, but I want to run down UNK basketball. Swept last night at Pittsburgh State, 76-62 for the men. Kendall Glidden, 17 points. Tyler Shields had 12. The women, they just can't shoot the ball right now. 21% in the first half, and they fall 62-43. Both teams play at Northeastern State of Oklahoma tomorrow, and it doesn't really get any easier. The Northeastern State men 9-1 to start the week, and the women picked up an upset win over Fort Hays State, a nationally ranked team, last night. So they're 7-4. The Loper Wrestlers remain number one, but not a unanimous number one at all. In fact, by just 1 point over Newberia, South Carolina, the Lopers will wrestle 18th ranked Ashland of Ohio and Central Missouri in Warrensburg on Sunday. Some of the non-varsity kids are headed to the Midland Open tomorrow in Fremont. Nebraska basketball, as we had K.K. Hauser on yesterday from Purdue, they head to Lincoln tomorrow for what should be a great contest at 1 o'clock on CBS. The men will host Wisconsin Sunday at 3:30. Hastings will be at Mount Marty tomorrow on 12:30 KHAS. We've got high school hoops tonight, as you have heard, here on ESPN. Kearney High hosting Lincoln Northeast. Loup City is at Adams Central on 12:30 KHAS. Grand Island Central Catholic is at Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits 98.9. And then tomorrow, the wrestling. Also, the Breeze will be hosting Tri-City Storm Hockey tonight at Cedar Rapids, tomorrow at Lincoln. Pregame at 6:45. Face-off both nights at 7:05 on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Plus tomorrow, Josh Banderas, Lincoln Southwest, will be competing in the Army All-American Game in San Antonio. Top high school, one of the top two in the country, and that is tomorrow. So a lot going on there.
Yes, there is.
You never got asked to coach in the Army All-American Game. What the hell?
Yeah.
You could have showcased some of that talent better than some of these guys.
You know, I'm pretty sure I was far away from a lot of these things, you know.
Come on. You got all those all-stars, and all of a sudden, they're just the kickoff's over, and they're running swing and gate, and the defense doesn't even know what's going on. It would have been classic.
Yeah,
I'd have loved it.
Yeah, I'd have definitely, if I'd have been doing it, we'd have had two or three plays that no one had saw before, maybe.
Showcasing special talent out there. All right, at the beginning of the year, I had Baltimore and San Francisco, the brothers Harbaugh, playing in the Super Bowl. And neither one of those are a favorite, especially Baltimore, going in right now. Jimmy, you had Green Bay over Baltimore, and a lot of people like the Packers, even though they're playing here in the first round. So let's get through this weekend. Who do you like to win? Because who I like to win and who I like to cover, because there's a lot of these are right around a touchdown spread, are different. What do you think?
Well, I guess, if you know, I'm going to take the Bengals over the Texans. That's the one thing that's a little different. I'm going to pick them to win the game. And other than that, I'm actually going to take the three favorites. And the Seahawks are favored over Washington Redskins. The game's at Washington, so, you know, I thought that game might come out about even. But I do like the Seahawks. They've been playing really well. And it's not that Washington hasn't been playing well either, but the Seahawks have just dominated some people, you know. And then I like the Packers, and I like the Ravens. How about you?
Well.
And plus, who do you have? I want to know who you like on the point spread. Do you have one game you really like on the spread?
Yeah, and unfortunately, I might have more than one, and that's a killer. The one that surprises me the most is that Baltimore is a full touchdown now. They were 6. Now they're 7-point favorites over Indianapolis. And I guess because I like Baltimore in the Super Bowl, I love that they're a 7-point favorite. You've got Seattle favored by 3 at Washington, Green Bay by 8 against Minnesota, and Houston by 4.5 against Cincinnati on the latest ones that I am looking at this exact moment. Everybody's talking about Seattle. I haven't heard anybody pick Washington. You know better than I do, Jimmy. That means Washington covers this football game, and with a 3-point spread, it's pretty hard to cover that and not win. Also, did the Green Bay Packers, are they rope-a-doping me? Because last year they got off to such a great start and then just got smacked in the face and were upset in the playoffs in the first round, which wasn't the wild card round, but it was the next round when the Giants knocked them off. And this year, they kind of did the opposite. Everybody at the beginning of the season, oh, what's wrong with the Packers? Well, now they're on a roll. And even though they got beat by the Vikings, who needed the game last week, I didn't see that as a big deal. But the Vikings have defense most of the time, and they've got the best running back of the National Football League. How do you win games? How do you pull upsets? You run the ball. Adrian Peterson, Alfred Morris, Marshawn Lynch. They're going to be big in the NFC games. In the AFC, everybody loves the Bengals. I do not. I think Houston wins that football game tomorrow. Their defense is better. Their running game is better. And their quarterback play is no worse than even though Matt Schaub can look like a hack from time to time. If he was on the Dallas Cowboys, he'd be getting rolled worse than Romo is. I like Andy Dalton. But I like Houston. And I don't know. I guess there's a reason Baltimore's favored by 7. I don't get that. But I'll be rooting for Baltimore to bring the special story of the Indianapolis Colts to an end. So I'm taking the Ravens, the Texans, the Redskins, and I'm going to take the Packers to win, but the Vikings, I don't know. That I just don't know what to think about the Vikings, Jimmy. That is the game that has me most confused. I can see the Packers winning 42-6.
You were going to say 42-4, which would have been a lot funnier.
Well, that would have been a line from an old guy on this show. But so I will not be shocked if the Minnesota Vikings win that game, but everybody loves the Packers, and then the Packers will lose to the San Francisco 49ers big in San Francisco. I still like San Francisco coming out of the NFC to go to the Super Bowl, which is my pick from the beginning of the year. In the AFC, I'm not going to lie, I like the Denver Broncos. I'm hoping for Baltimore, but I like the Denver Broncos right now because New England will have to go to Denver, and with Peyton Manning, he's been through that whole Tom Brady New England stuff many times. He's not going to get freaked out by it. So I like Denver and San Francisco in the Super Bowl today, but I am not going away from my preseason pick of the 49ers and Baltimore. How about you?
Well, you know, like I said, I'm going to take the Packers. You know, I'm going to go with the Bengals. I just don't think Houston's played well lately. You know, they had a great start. At the beginning of the year, I got to pick two sleepers, and they were one of them that I'd say that was a sleeper that I was going to take. But I just don't like the way they're playing right now. The intriguing game would be if the Colts could beat the Ravens.
Yeah,
and then they're going to go play the Colts. They're going to play the Broncos.
If Houston wins, because if the Bengals
exactly
win, then they
right.
would go to Denver. But yeah,
you're exactly right. Yeah, that is a good. Yeah, you're exactly right. I'm glad you caught that.
So who goes to the Super Bowl? Is it still Green Bay and Baltimore?
Yeah, probably not. But since I said it way back in August when I thought I knew what I was talking about,
I'll give you another chance here. Who do you like today to go to the Super Bowl? That was 20 weeks ago. Who do you like today?
Falcons, Broncos.
You like the Falcons? I would love to see the Falcons get in there. Brother-in-law's a fan, and I guess that's why Falcons are one of those teams. They've never really offended anybody, so they've had some bad luck upsets. So there you go. We'll see how it all plays out. You can hear every game of the National Football League playoffs right here on ESPN Radio, beginning tomorrow at 3:30 with the Bengals at Houston, and then the evening contest, which I can't wait to watch after the wrestling tomorrow, the Vikings at the Packers, kicking off just after 7 o'clock. Sunday, the early game, Colts at Ravens at noon, and then the Seahawks at Redskins at 3:30. I just Seattle, yeah, they got a lot of talent. Washington. I mean, heck, they beat the Cowboys twice. They must be awesome.
You know, the Washington Redskins quarterback, if he was mobile, I would say take him. But, I mean, he doesn't. He's really good, and he's really fast, but he's not the same player he was, you know, 5-6 weeks ago. Who is the Washington Redskins quarterback? Is he any good?
I never heard of him. Postal Chuck, who chimes in from Broken Bowway today, says, just in case Big Daddy happens to be listening, here's a little trip back in time. And, of course, we always like to bring up when Doug's right and everybody else is wrong. So Postal Chuck says, back in May, the Big Daddy said the Rams were better than Seattle. And Doug promptly yells back, no way, Seahawks are number two in the division. So there you go. Maybe did I say, see, now I'm double checking this. Daddy said the Rams were better, or does he mean I said the Rams were better? No way, Seahawks are number two in the division. Now I think that's what I said. I'm sure I was right. I love that part. Thanks, Postal Chuck.
Well, I think you really, I'm talking to you on the radio. You've done everything correct every Friday. I've been really proud to be part of you, except for the day that you went to Sonic. And some poor girl got the orders.
We never mentioned where it was.
Oh, you definitely mentioned the place. Yeah.
We never mentioned the exact place.
Oh, then it wasn't Sonic. It was someplace else. It was somewhere else.
Yeah, that was a rough morning. That was a rough morning. Yeah, to wherever that place was that we did go.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe it wasn't Sonic. Like I said, I'm not.
It just ran me over.
Good at this radio stuff. You know what? I think maybe I made a mistake by saying that place. I'm pretty sure it wasn't that place.
Oh, hey, Jeff is always likes to check out. You know, when you go to the bowl game, what the players get. And a lot was made. Nebraska knew that they were getting the shopping trip to Best Buy, a $420 gift card, and they throw in a watch, and they got to keep that around $550 total. But there's always some interesting things out there that folks get. Like in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, you got a North End black winter coat. Everybody got these watches too. A fossil watch. What is a fossil watch? Do you know?
Oh, it's essentially, you know, Rolex is the top, and then Fossil. You know, it's just it's an expensive watch, but it's not just a normal wristwatch either. So it's a nice gift.
But a lot of these people, they're getting electronics, they're getting iPads, they're getting speakers, they're getting headphones, and they're getting watches and sunglasses. I mean, almost every one of these bowl games, that's kind of what they're getting. Unless you're in the national championship game, then you kind of get your pick of the litter. They like give you a catalog. You can get whatever you want. So.
Well, it's nice that they give the players something. I just hope they don't resell it to somebody and then you're on an NCAA investigation or something, you know. But it's nice to give the players something, you know, that they can have.
The guys that were in the Belk Bowl, that was Cincinnati and Duke, I think, they got a shopping trip to Belk Department Store. Plus the fossil watch.
And they put it, whatever you want to put in that cart for like 1 minute. Could you imagine some football players doing that? That'd be fun to watch.
The Mako Las Vegas Bowl in Las Vegas, gift suite. Huh, you're in Vegas. You just kind of tell us what you want. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, the gift suite. There you go.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah. There you go, folks. Hey, we want to thank the coaches that joined us today. Grand Island Northwest girls basketball coach Mike Herzberg. They're home against Lakeview tonight, York tomorrow, looking for wins number 9 and 10 of the season. Amherst wrestling coach Tyler Herman, as tomorrow is the Amherst Invitational, which you'll hear the finals around 4:30 on Classic Hits 98.9. You've got some refereeing to do this weekend.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be exciting going to Overton and Amherst tonight. You always make a lot of friends when you do the Overton-Amherst basketball game.
Good old FKC. They knew you before you refereed. Hey, folks, enjoy the basketball. We've got Kearney Catholic and Adams Central on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coming up on Monday, Damon Day in to predict how big Notre Dame will beat the national championship game against Alabama. We'll have all that and a whole lot more. So have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday. Jimmy Langan, have a great weekend.
You too.
Doug Duda saying thanks, everybody. We'll see you Monday.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.